The sounds of salat, daily prayers in Islam, were heard through the top floor of the Morgan Russell Memorial Arena and Community Center on Saturday afternoon, opening the second annual Interfaith Symposium. The symposium was hosted by the Innisfil chapter of the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jama'ah. Religious leaders from Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, Sikhism and Islamic faiths came together to discuss the foundations for world peace. Hassan Shaheed, one of the local organizers, said they had gone door to door throughout Innisfil handing out flyers for the event and found almost all residents welcoming the event. The communities were represented by speakers including Nanda Maharaja Dasa, speaking on behalf of the Hindu community, Sharon Abramson, speaking on behalf of the Jewish community, Rob Murdoch, speaking on behalf of the Christian community, and Imtiaz Ahmad Sra, from the organizing group speaking on behalf of the Muslim community. Sra spoke to Innisfil today prior to the event about what it means to speak to and have the Innisfil community involved in an event like the one they facilitated. He is the imam at the largest mosque in Ontario and has been the chaplain for York Regional Police. It means a lot to have people come out, given what's going on in the world today. We all have different beliefs, but our commonalities are what will bring us together, because we all want peace. Deputy Mayor Ken Fowler was asked to be the master of ceremonies for the event, with Mayor Dolan and Councillor Constantine also in attendance. The crowd of more than 50 listened with attention to the speakers who delivered their remarks over a two-hour period. The speakers outlined the main tenets of their belief systems and gave suggestions of what measures could be taken to move towards peace. Dasa noted respect and humility are required for us to move forward. Abramson said we need to seek kindness as a lack of compassion makes people cruel. Murdoch mentioned hope is always required and emphasized loving God and your neighbor is important as love is the answer. Sra concluded the faith leaders' remarks noting mental health and suicide as well as crimes of violence and extremism are on the rise in communities across Canada. He noted technological advancement has not led to society advancing and spoke on the need to recognize we will be accountable for our actions in the long run and truthfulness, fairness, equity and honesty are the pathway to peace. MC Fowler then delivered questions to the panel that had been texted in. Most of the inquiries were directed to all religious leaders on topics from mindsets of us versus them to what can religions focus on as projects together to begin the process. Others wondered about religious observances like Diwali. Abramson noted they were already in preliminary talks to work together on assisting with food bank type planning and other efforts to address disparity as a group. Mayor Dolan gave the closing remarks noting all voices are important and need to be heard. She stated her hope is to leave the world a better place, something she has spent much time reflecting upon since the birth of her first grandchild a few months ago. Attendees were invited to a dinner at the completion of the symposium and encouraged to meet and talk with the speakers and organizers.